Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take. And this week, we're talking who's who of Atlanta. This year marks the 19th edition of the program that honors movers and shakers in the metro area. Due to COVID-19, this year's event is closed to the public, but the recognition and honor will continue. Mark Hayes, the National News Director at Real Times Media and coordinator for the Atlanta event, is joining us to talk about who's who. Mark, welcome to The Local Take.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Primus. It is just an absolute honor and privilege to join you this morning. I'm a Howard University graduate,
Woo-hoo. So
HBCU radio stations are very, very near and dear to my heart.
Well, we thank you for joining us. Now, for those who may not know, tell us exactly what is Who's Who, and how does this annual event impact the Atlanta community?
So Who's Who in Black Atlanta has been around for 30 years, and we've been honoring the corporate success stories in the African-American community for three decades now. And what it is all about is basically letting the African-American business community know that we have value, that we are making moves and are making great strides when it comes to the different fields that we're involved in. Of course, we are everywhere. We are so uber-talented and oftentimes unrecognized. So who better to recognize us than we recognize ourselves? And that's what Who's Who in Black Atlanta, Black Chicago, Black Detroit is all about. In the many different cities that we serve, that's what it's all about. Letting us know that, you know, our work is not going unnoticed. Oftentimes, you know, we get on the hamster wheel and we don't take time out to smell the roses, and we don't have a chance to look back and say, wow, we've had some great success stories here. So, you know, this is a way for us to gather, for us to network. It is a great networking opportunity, obviously outside of COVID, but that is, you know, our primary focus is to let everybody know where everybody is and what everybody's doing really, really well.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to be honored by your own. So that is, when you're honored by your own, it actually means a little bit more.
Absolutely. And especially in 2021, when we look at our society post-George Floyd, I think that was a wake-up call for the African-American community to say, you know what? We've got to do better by each other. And we certainly have felt that at Real Times Media through our newspaper offerings, through the events that we've done over the past year and a half. We have squeezed in some live events. They've been incredibly successful and incredibly well attended, especially in places where the Delta variant is not as rampant. You know, we've had some events in Chicago and up in Detroit. And, you know, and that's what people are saying. We've got to strengthen each other and lift each other as we continue to climb.
Now, can you share some information about some of the folks that are being honored in our city this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have some great educational partners like Clark Atlanta University, Agnes Scott College, the Southern Company. And we are honoring folks that have made tremendous strides in their respective fields. One of them I'd just love to share with you is Renee Montgomery from the Atlanta Dream, the WNBA superstar who was a collegiate All-American, collegiate national champion with the University of Connecticut, and of course, who led the protest of the WNBA Dream of their owner at the time, Kelly Loeffler, who was at the time a U.S. senator, and ultimately became part of the ownership group that now owns the Atlanta Dream. So Renee Montgomery is now vice president of operations at the WNBA team for a franchise. She's the first African-American woman, first woman, period, to play in the WNBA and then become an owner. She works in the Hawks broadcast booth. She's on TMZ Sports. She is everywhere. She started a foundation that is absolutely amazing and doing great work around the Atlanta community. And she absolutely adores Atlanta. So that's the type of quality individual that we are honoring that night. And that's what it's all about. We want to get up close and personal with these folks, find out the passion behind what drives them, you know, the why behind the sacrifices that they make. Just imagine how difficult it must have been for 15 women to come out and say, you know what, we're going to protest against our employer, and then to stand in solidarity and to go ahead and make it happen, and then to affect the kind of change that ultimately led us to having two Democratic senators from the great state of Georgia. I mean, when you think about her contribution to that whole process, it is absolutely enormous and absolutely deserves recognition.
Mark, her story really brings tears to my eyes. I had on an Atlanta Dream t-shirt this week and got so much attention, but I love the dream and I love the stand that they took. You don't find people who often take that kind of stand and then go on to win, you know, to make all of that change that you mentioned.
It was incredible. I mean, sitting here in the great city of Atlanta with a front row seat to that, you know, my wife and I were kind of just watching like, oh my God, this is happening. I mean, these things are happening. And what it let us know is that we can achieve anything we put our minds to. You know, she went out, became a part of a group that took over ownership of that franchise and changed the face and changed the way we look at activism in professional sports. Because, there are often so many times that we have these preconceived notions about athletes being coddled and spoiled and so self-centered, where here's a person, a fabulous woman who put her community and the greater good in front of her own well-being and took the chance to have something great happen, and look how she was rewarded. That to me is what makes this so special.
It is an amazing story. Now, who can participate in Who's Who? You know, how do you become a member? How do you, you know, advocate for yourself, so to speak, to say, hey, I want to be a part of that group?
We obviously scour the countryside to find the most qualified and most talented people. Our website, whoswhoinblack.com, will give you a lot of that information. You know, networking with the Who's Who in Black staff, Atlanta Daily World, Atlanta Tribune, is always a great way. But most importantly, get out here and do something special. You know, make some contribution where you are. You don't have to go out here and cure cancer, but just if you're doing a great job where you work and you're proud of what you're doing, people oftentimes will find out about you and people will share your story. And that's how, you know, most of the people who are recognized in the book, you know, are found. So it's a continuous process. We are always looking for people to profile. We're always looking for stories to tell. And of course, as media consumption continues to evolve, we're going to be telling even more stories and we're going to be looking for even more people, because we realize now what it means to young people, to young students at Clark Atlanta University, to see people in positions that they can picture themselves in. I remember when I was featured in the book, I was a news anchor at Good Day Atlanta, right here in Atlanta. And I'll tell you what, my mom was so excited for me to be in that book. As a matter of fact, she was cleaning out a closet and found that book. And she's like, I can't believe this is in the closet. It should be on the coffee table. Maynard Jackson is on the cover and you're in this book. she was upset that it was not prominently displayed in her home. And so, you know, it really gives you a boost of confidence. Which so many of us need. Like I said, you get on that hamster wheel, you get on that grind, and oftentimes you feel unappreciated, you feel underappreciated. And then when your own recognize what you're doing, the contributions you're making, it is the boost you need to get to the next level. So from personal experience, I can tell you it is a rewarding action to undertake.
So now we've talked about the individuals in those stories. What does Who's Who in Black mean to the community?
You know, I think to the community, it's a reminder of just how, number one, the great city of Atlanta has become the mecca for African-American talent, especially in corporate America. I mean, we know that, you know, there's a great entertainment scene here, but when it comes to corporate success, I mean, if we stop and look around, you will see just how many prominent African-Americans there are in really, really achieved a level of success that is unprecedented. And I think that, again, it's about propping those stories up, those individual achievements, to help the community understand that these are attainable goals. These are the opportunities that we should be striving for, because it is possible. You know, it is something that we can attain. You know, students looking at Dr. French, for example, should think to themselves, you know what, one day I could be a college president, and one day I could work in the great city of Atlanta. And those are the kind of aspirational undertakings, you know, we want to showcase and help the community embrace. And we don't want it to be the aberration. We want it to be the norm. We want it to be something that every kid says, you know what, it's not just sports and entertainment. You know, there's room for me at the CDC. There's room for me at Emory Hospital. There's room for me in academia. And that is our goal and our focus every day when we put pick up our lunchbox and head off to pound the pavement and get to work in real-time media.
So it's about that representation, to actually see it so that you can be it.
Absolutely.
Now, how can we keep up with Who's Who, and what are your hopes for 2022?
Yeah, so you can keep up with Who's Who on our website at whoswhoinblack.com. We also have a Who's Who in Black Facebook. For 2022, we are off to a great start already. We're already planning for 22. We're hoping that people will continue to get vaccinated so that we can get back out live and start hosting our live events around the country. We do roughly 60 live events a year. So COVID has really changed the face of what we do, but we're hoping to get back to it in some form or fashion in 2022 and get back to the cities we love, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Detroit, and again, continue to make a difference in the lives of especially young people, and then to continue to accentuate the success of those who have already come through and have been climbing the corporate ladder and achieving success. So, you know, our social media pages, our website at whoswhoinblack.com, and that's the best way to keep up with us, and because we're on the move. We're a growing company. We're adding staff. And we just continue to, it's interesting too, because we've noticed such a rise in our readership because we are an African-American themed newspaper, and we have four main properties around the country with the Michigan Defender, Atlanta Daily World, Pittsburgh Chronicle. And, you know, we continue, and the Pittsburgh Courier, please don't let me forget that. We are an award-winning news gathering organization, and we continue to see our viewership grow and our readership grow because people want, especially our community, people in our community want stories from their perspective, told for them by them. And that has never been more true than it is now, especially again, post George Floyd.
Mark Hayes, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share with our listeners this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.